stranded on the job? Herb Equipment will get you up and running, no matter what brand of equipment you own. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
You focus on your business, U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless. Get on the network with the highest satisfaction of any national carrier and be the happiest customers in wireless.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
organized crime.
Oh, yeah.
Station is owned by the mob.
Did you know that?
I know.
Yep. Owned by the mob. Well. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by somebody that you can use on more than one occasion. You've needed them before, you'll need them again, and now you have them. The Tool Belt Team. For all your home repair needs, a great handyman service, the Tool Belt Team. We're going to tell you how to get in touch with them and a little bit more about them and what they do after we do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is... I messed this up.
Yeah, you're supposed to wait for the
I'm off
polka hay music.
Yeah, I'm really off. Let's wait for the polka hay. What do you say?
Hey!
Okay, there it is. Now we can do it. Why, just like I just went into another zone.
Uh-huh.
Like I've never done
Twilight
this.
Twilight zone.
I've never done this before. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, we would like you to contact Mark and Jason.
MarkandJason.com. No, timing's off.
Boy, you really are.
The timing is off.
If you contact Mark and Jason, they would be more than happy to give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I got it back. Here's Tina Dalpiez. Don't mess with her. She has mace because I gave it to her. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
See, she's giddy. She can't wait to spray somebody's face. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, yeah, how's it going?
It's going great. Hola, senores and senoritas.
Mm, getting ready for the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Big Dominican Republic trip.
And I noticed a sign on the way here for Chihuahua puppies. And if you didn't know that word, you would think it said Chihuahua. Puppies.
What?
Oh my God.
Chihuahua. It's spelled Chihuahua. If you didn't know that,
stop the music. The dark haired blonde is speaking.
She's in the Twilight Zone.
Say that
with
again.
You right now.
Say that again. Now say again.
If you were
what
to
just
see
said.
It and you didn't know.
If you didn't know that it said Chihuahua, you might say, what's a Chihuahua? Puppy.
All right, this show's over.
What?
This show's over. Good
night,
everybody.
I thought it was Loyola, California, when I was
I'm sorry, what,
here.
Lauren?
You've been drinking.
Lauren wants to know if you've been drinking.
Not yet.
No. It says Loyola.
If you didn't know, well, first of all, who sees the word and doesn't know it's Chihuahua? That's the first question.
Chihuahua.
They didn't, well, they might think it's Chihuahua.
Remember on WKRP, Chai Chai Rodriguez?
Rodriguez.
No.
He said Rodriguez.
No, I don't. Start okay. The music.
Woo!
Wow. Man, I think I need a drink now.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
You don't need to watch after her. She's got mace.
Maybe we better laugh at her.
Yeah. I'm going to call it
maybe
Perry.
Maybe we better not laugh at her.
I'm going to call it Perry.
Perry Mace.
Perry Mace.
On. Mace on, Mace off.
Boy, she's... What is...
Chihuahua.
I went out late in the sun for a few minutes.
Bernice is in heaven.
Of course it's fine, yeah.
I think she's talking to Tina. And, what?
What was
kinda
that?
Off, boy. Even Bruce is off now.
Everybody's off.
Wow.
Hang on, Red Bull. You do? He says he rides a bike. Nobody ever bothers him.
You spray what in their face?
Cheese.
Sprays cheese in that spray cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you call
easy
that?
Easy cheese.
Yeah, easy
cheese.
Cheese
whiz.
He sprays that in their eyes. It goos their eyes all up. That's a good idea, Red Boy. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Man. Wow. That was the funniest 2 minutes.
If you didn't know the word chihuahua and you saw it, you'd think it was chihuahua.
What is that? Chihuahua puppies.
What are you people? On dope?
Give us a drug test, Lauren, if you want. Give it to Tina first. We're brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. I'm not handy. Said this 100 times. Can't do anything. I own a toolbox. I pretty much have the same tools. I've said this before, too, that I had when I got married. That's one of the things. When you get married, the guy gets nothing. If he gets anything, it'll be like a little tool set or something. And then she gets everything. You know, all kinds of kitchen stuff and clothes and, you know, he gets nothing. So I still have the same hammer and screwdriver. I don't need a lot of tools. I have a saw that is still in the cardboard case it was attached to. It was sort of like attached to a piece of cardboard. It's never been removed because I've never cut anything with it. I've never used the saw. I have screwdrivers that have never...
Did you cut the cheese?
No, it's not for cutting cheese. It's wood. I've never used that either. I've got a socket set. It's never been out of the thing. Holy Did God. You ever go to your socket set and you have no idea which socket? You just start going through them all until you get to the one. Okay, this fits.
I finally bought one of those that has all the little pins in it. It can adjust in any...
Oh, smart.
Yeah, those are nice.
And then there's metric and the regular.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Allen wrenches. When you need them, you can never find Allen wrenches. So we have this tool belt team. You don't have to worry about any of that. You got some painting that needs to be done. That's another thing. Painting. I don't know one thing about painting. I know that you're supposed to put some kills on the wall or something before you put the paint on, like a sub...
Primer.
Yeah, whatever. Somebody else can do all that. And they make it look easy on TV. You know, those Home Depot commercials. Let us help you turn your... And then they a couple of got a roller. And when they do it on TV, they never splatter. And
no.
It doesn't drip on the floor. They just swipe it across. Next thing you know, the whole room's redone. No. Doesn't work that way. You need painting done, carpentry, electrical work, plumbing. The Tool Belt Team. TheToolBeltTeam.com or 314-966-1895. Whatever it is you need done around the house, they'll be happy to do it for you. On Showtime, I sat up and watched this last night. I was up to like 1 o'clock because I recorded it. I started watching it and I couldn't stop. It's called The Love You Make. It's a documentary. On Paul McCartney's concert he put together after 9/11. Have you seen it?
No, I don't have Showtime. I have like 12 channels, and they all suck.
Let me tell you something. when the towers were hit, Paul McCartney was on a plane. It was sitting on the tarmac in New York, and they made him taxi back in, and he saw these towers. He immediately starts to decide, what can I do? What, you know, I'm not a firefighter, I can't... I'm going to tell you something. This is a wonderful documentary, and it's in black and white, which for some reason it should be. It works. And you follow him. They take a camera, and you go behind the scenes, and you watch him as he's meeting and greeting and talking to all the people that he pulls together in the course of well, it happened in September. The concert took place the next month in October. In 5 weeks, he puts together this incredible concert. Eric Clapton, Elton John, Billy Joel, Sheryl Crow, David Bowie. I mean, it's just David Bowie. It's very impressive. But what's fun about it, again, it's called The Love You Make, is there's a camera in the car. And as he's being driven place to place in New York, he goes to visit the Howard Stern show. He's on the E! Entertainment. He has an interview. He's on the Today show, I think. It's one after the other. They're interviewing him about this benefit concert he's doing for the firefighters, the policemen. And when he gets to the car, wherever he leaves, whatever TV studio, these people, because New York traffic doesn't move, you're kind of stuck, and they're banging on the windows in the car, just like they did when the Beatles were. And it's interesting to watch him. His driver's name is George. He's an old guy. And you see Paul McCartney say, you know, George, look, if you can just get through this next light, make a left. He's actually trying to help the driver figure out a way to get away from these people that are beating and banging on the car, and nobody knows when to stop. Is shoving papers at him and sign this, and he's very cordial, but at a certain point you want to get out of there. And there's one scene where he tells the driver to turn, make a left, and he says, go up to the plaza, and he says, when you turn the corner, for just a moment you're going to be out of their sight. I'm going to jump out of the car. And they're going to keep following the car. And he does. He just gets out of the car and just starts walking among people in the middle of New York. And they think he's still in the car. It's a fascinating look at what it's like to be that famous and be Paul McCartney and to pull together that kind of concert in 4 short weeks. And then they do show some songs and segments of the concert, but it's not really about the concert. It's called The Love You Make. It's on Showtime. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Watched a lady walk by the window here a while ago, and she had on a really tight sort of silver skirt with a slit in the back and a sweater and then some kind of shoes I didn't pay any attention to. And women might think we pay attention to their shoes. We don't.
No.
You know, you do, and other women do. We don't look at your shoes.
I don't even know if they have feet.
See, I wouldn't have said that. But I watched her go by, and then I got to thinking about something. I've said many times that guys dressed up all look the same. It's a suit and a tie. And a dress shirt. That's it. Every guy looks the same. Women have a lot of choices and mix and match and ensemble.
Accessories.
But here's the downside to that. How do you know what to wear if you're a woman? How do you know what other women will look at and go, ooh, she's stylish, or I can't believe she's wearing that?
Yeah.
And I watch these women, like I'm looking at a woman right now at the window. She's got on a really kind of nice plunging neckline. She's got some nice boobs and kind of a strap behind the neck thing. You know that thing where if you undid it, the whole thing would fall
down. Off the top.
I love that. I love that look. But how do you know that's what you should wear? Tina, how do women know?
Boy, you're asking the wrong.
When you go shopping, how do you know what to buy? Because you got too much to choose from. So because you're dressing for other women.
Yeah,
you are. You're kind of a t-shirt jeans person. But women who are really want
to
be fat.
I wish I could. I always want to look like the mannequin, but I don't even know where to start, you know?
I think it's got to be very, very tough. You got too many things you got to put together.
That layery kind of look.
A blouse, a scarf, a skirt, the shoes, the bag, you know, the hair. What kind of hairdo am I going to have?
Right.
Plus, I don't like to stand out. Some women.
Well, you're standing out right now. You stand out in front. The front part of you stands out.
I don't want to walk down the little mall here.
You don't want to have people going, whoa, look at her.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather just, no, not. But I think people that dress like that do. She wants you to look at her.
She wants you to look at her.
And she looks good.
And they want other women to say, where did you find that fill in the blank?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, they do. All right, Nancy Grace says, and I'll read you the quote. There's this whole hoopla about her passing gas. I saw the video. I listened. Somebody passed some gas, and I think it was Nancy Grace. Because the guy standing next to her rolls his eyes and kind of looks to the right like, whoa, man, there's a block of cheese that shouldn't have been cut. That's what he looks like. Now, she's 51. As you know, she's on Dancing with the Stars. Difficult to watch. I'll say that. She's hard to watch. Her dance partner is Tristan McManus. Is it McManus or McManus? McManus.
I think it's Smack.
Smack McManus. So they had waltzed to Moon River. They go into the green room, and they're interviewed by this airhead, Brooke Burke, who is a really good-looking gal, but she's an airhead.
Yes.
All right. She looks good. Like my wife says, she wears clothes really well, but she just is a ditz. So the rest of the stars, Kristen Cavallari, whoever that is, was evicted. Sonny and Cher's daughter slash son, Chaz Bono, Ricky Lake, and then up front are Nancy Grace, this Tristan, and Brooke Burke. And they're standing, the three of them, and Nancy Grace is in the middle. Now, we're going to play you again with our special equipment where we're able to hone in on certain audio, play you again. The second voice you will hear is the voice of Nancy Grace. And then listen to what you
hear. It's right after she says...
Bad.
Bill or smile. Big. Smiles or
was it big or bad?
It was big, big, yes.
The word big. Second voice is Nancy Grace, and right after she says the word big, you be the judge.
I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big. Well, let's see if the judge.
All right, now that's how it went out over
just
the airwaves.
So
we have very sophisticated equipment. You know how on those CSI shows they go, hey, back that up and mm-hmm. zoom in on the, you know, the surveillance.
Yeah, you take out some
enhanced.
Yeah, we have that.
We enhance.
So we've added nothing.
Yeah. No.
We've added nothing.
Enhancer.
We simply zoomed in. If you want to use the audio, think of zooming visually. We've done that with our audio equipment. Here it is again.
I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big. Let's see if the judges can give us something to say.
It was a little bigger than you thought.
What man.
Wow. Need we say more?
Wow. I don't think you have to say any more.
No. Says it all. Speaks volumes. Thank you, Nancy.
Even if she didn't, I just think this is the best thing ever.
Yes.
I think it's great that she's being blamed for it.
The fact that there are YouTube videos titled See and Hear Nancy Grace Fart on Dancing with the Stars. That makes my day.
Didn't happen to a better person. Ah, boy. Now, there's an app. Google has pulled this app that they were making available. It's an Android app called Is My Son Gay? They removed it. They got some flack advocacy, gay rights advocacy groups said, no, you can't do that.
Well, the questions were ridiculous.
Well, they weren't really ridiculous because here's what's so funny about this. There were questions like, does your son read the sports pages? Does he care about how he dresses? And it's, is my son gay? The app was created by Christopher DeBaron, who is openly gay. He created the app.
Oh. Okay.
So how offensive could it be? He says there's a book. There's also a book that's titled, Is My Son Gay? And it's designed to sort of, maybe in a lighthearted way, teach parents how to deal with certain traits the son might have that might point to the fact that maybe they're gay.
You're not going to be able to force him to like sports or anything like that.
Now, there are some other apps. There's RU, the letters, RU, gay. That's an app. The RU gay quiz. There's Gaydar, Radar. That's an app. But... you know, Is My Son Gay was actually created by a gay guy to help you deal with the fact that, hey, maybe he is gay. So here's some things you might notice about him. I don't know. You know, big deal over nothing, probably. Oh, man, one of the best stories in a long time. And it's a true story, and I cannot read you. It took place in Michigan, Farmington, Michigan, but I will have to use a letter for one word in the police report. Here's what you have. You have a completely nude 71-year-old woman and a nude 54-year-old man in the back seat of a Buick Regal. It's now, she's 71. He's 54. It's rocking. The windows are steamed up. Police officer, and this is in the police report, opens the back door, and here is this totally naked 71-year-old woman and a guy 54, and he says, and what a dumb question. What's going on here? Because they were right in the middle of it. He turns to the cop and says, I'm effing this chick. referring to the 71-year-old as a chick.
Wow.
And according to the police report, it was in a shopping center parking lot next to a restaurant. They had been in the restaurant bar. They were drunk. They had just met and I guess got all boozed up and went out to the car. Maybe he was so drunk he didn't even know she was 71 or what she looked like or cared. The cops said they both smelled of booze. They knew each other's names, but that's about it. They couldn't tell the cop anything about each other.
So can they really get in trouble for doing that?
Well, they are in trouble for indecent whatever in a public place, and there were kids around who could like see through the parts of the windows that weren't steamed, so they were busted for indecent exposure and disorderly intoxication. Yeah, you can't even...
Can't even do your...
Can't even do a 71-year-old woman...
That's very indecent exposure, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Third degree.
Because she's 71?
Yeah. No, I saw a picture of her.
Oh.
I saw her mugshot.
Let's think of Jane Fonda. How old is she? Oh, you saw this
I saw her mugshot.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you saw it.
Or Martha Stewart. She's 70.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Think of that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Well, he's catching a glimpse of us.
Gloria Steinem. Nice looking.
Sophia Loren.
Keep going.
Janet Reno.
Ann Margaret.
Oh, good yeah. one.
Raquel Welch, is she that old?
Oh, she's about 70, yeah. So, we have this woman who has suffered from severe, like, migraine-type headaches forever. Years and years and years. And she finally, on the advice of a friend, decides to go see this therapist. He's got a great reputation. This guy supposedly can... You know, help you with just about anything. So she goes to this guy and she says, I got these constant headaches. He says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into my office restroom. There's a mirror in there, and I want you to stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself in the face and stare at yourself and say, I don't have a headache. And mean it. And then say it again. I don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. Do that 5, 6, 7 times and then step out. So she goes in there and she looks in the mirror and she says, I don't have a headache. 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 She walks out. He said, how do you feel? She said, you know what? I don't have a headache. He said, there you go. That's all it takes. She says, thank you so much. She goes home. Her husband comes home from work. She says, honey, you know those headaches I've been having? He said, you mean like forever? She said, yeah, I don't have them. I went to this great doctor. He's unbelievable. I don't have these headaches anymore. You ought to go to him. He said, why would I go to him? I don't have a headache. She says, not just headaches. It's anything. She says, look, quite frankly, you have not been a fireball in the bedroom. You've had no interest, no drive, no desire, no libido for months. Why don't you go see this guy? And he knows better than to argue. He says, fine, I'll go one time. I'll go. So he goes to see the guy. He comes home after he visits the same doctor that, you know, cured her of her headache with the I don't have a headache, I don't have a headache routine. He walks in the door. She says, did you see that therapist? He says, yeah, go upstairs and take all your clothes off. She says, what? He said, do it. She does. She undresses. She says, get in bed. So she gets on the bed nude. He says, I'll be right back. He goes in the bathroom and closes the door. About 20 seconds later, he comes out. He jumps on her and he ravishes her. He makes love to her. She can't catch her breath. She's never experienced anything like it. She says, oh, my goodness, he says, stay right where you are. Don't move. I'll be right back. He goes back in the bathroom. 15, 20 seconds later, he comes back out. Round two. And he is as ready, if you know what I mean, as he was the first time around. She doesn't even know how long she can take this kind of lovemaking. She says, my goodness, my head is spinning. I'm dizzy. What in the world? He said, don't move. He goes back in the bathroom. Round three. She doesn't have any energy left. She's exhausted. She says, my goodness, this therapist. He said, don't move. He goes in the bathroom again. Now, this time, she gets up, and the door is slightly cracked. She sees him in the bathroom, and he's looking in the mirror, and he's saying, "She's not my wife. She's not my wife. She's not my wife."
This traffic report is brought to you by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we're back downtown. Not much has changed here except eastbound 70. It's gotten a lot heavier. It's slow from Shreve to 10th Street. Eastbound 40, that's still Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 is north of Park. Once you get over the bridge, you're slow from the Route 3 overpass through 64. Now, eastbound 270, stop and go from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Southbound 270, slow Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You're stacked up on southbound 170 from Olive down through Forest Park Parkway. Northbound 170 is heavy from the Rock Road to Airport Road. If you're traveling westbound 70, slow 170 through Cypress, 94 through Zumbel, 370 through T.R. Hughes. They were working with this accident. It's on Highway 30 at Melody Hill, and that... it's one-lane traffic. They're kind of alternating which direction's going through. Westbound 30, you've got about a mile back up. Eastbound 30, only about a quarter of a mile. And this traffic report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP's trick-or-treat, all-you-can-eat pancakes are back starting at $4.99. Stack after stack of those scary, delicious buttermilk pancakes every day in October. Make it an IHOP day. With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Roscova Vodka and the Big 550 KTRS.
Join in the fun at the Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 8th from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri. Enjoy a fun-filled day with food, arts and crafts, fun activities for the kids, and of course, fresh roasted chestnuts. There'll be live music performed by the local gents, and you can sample Gina Yu's flavorful Asian cuisine. Forest Keeling will also have a wide variety of plants, RPM-produced trees, shrubs and plants on sale, including selections of their popular Chinese chestnut. Admission is free. For more information, visit their website at fknursery.com or call them at 800-356-2401. It's fun for the whole family. It's the second annual Great River Road Chestnut Roast, Saturday, October 8th from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery off Scenic Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Call them at 800-356-2401 or visit their website at fknursery.com.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. And they guarantee the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. And computer repair is only the start. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need that you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. And if you own a small business, then call Computer Clinic. From network setup to data recovery to phone system repair, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone else in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But now there's just one problem. Your wife says she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for, it's all on the table. Your house, your pension, and most important, your kids. She says she feels terrible about the way things have turned out. She says she wants to be fair. Trust her, she says. May I suggest to you an alternative? Consider trusting instead the law firm Cordell & Cordell. You're facing one of the most pivotal, critical times in your life. It's at times like these that you need a partner you can count on.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and now in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Gardenview Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Gardenview Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Gardenview Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Gardenview Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Gardenview Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Gardenview Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Gardenview Care Center or GVCC.com.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Tiny bubbles.
You know what this means? It's time to go to Southern California. What did you say it was yesterday? 78 or something?
Yeah. We were hotter.
That's St. Louis weather. I check in with Mike Evans. That's made possible by Thompson Price. You know that name? That name is not affiliated that company with any other business, even if it's another business with a similar name as part of the business. No, there's only one Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. And we'd love for you to take a look at their work before you make a decision on remodeling your kitchen, your bathroom, or your home entertainment room. Go to thompsonprice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Here it is.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan.
No.
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. What do Tom Cruise's friends call him? It's a nickname that Tom has had for years. Do they call him Lux, Lax, or Loose? And I'll explain in a minute. Murray trial latest, just like the O.J. Simpson trial, the defense stresses garbage in, garbage out as far as the evidence, and the main coroner investigator was not very thorough, and the momentum seemed to shift to Dr. Conrad Murray's side today. Movie review, Real Steel opens tomorrow. It's about a washed-up boxer in the future, played by Hugh Jackman, who scrapes all the money he can together to buy a 2-ton nut-and-bolts robot that he trains to fight another 2-ton boxing robot.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was one stupid movie, folks.
It sounds stupid.
But you know what? The relationship between Hugh and his estranged son is compelling, and the effects are good. It is very ridiculous, but it's actually kind of good. Over 2 hours long, over 2 hours long, PG-13. I'm giving it 2.5 stars.
Mm.
Not great, no. Not, but it's so-so.
Sounds too long for a movie like
it
that.
It is very long for that. I don't know what Hugh Jackman.
Let me ask you this. My wife will go under one condition. Does Jackman take his shirt off?
Yes.
Course. Okay, she'll be there.
Yeah.
She'll be there.
Yeah. TV news. Snoop Dogg Dogg is getting his own sitcom on primetime television, which reminds me again.
It's about time.
Pardon me?
It's about time.
Yeah, really. When I was covering O.J. Simpson's murder trial, Snoop was also on trial for murder. Same time, same building. Like O.J. Simpson, Snoop was found not guilty. Can you imagine O.J. ever getting his own sitcom like Snoop has now?
Yeah.
I mean, how does this guy do it? And by the way, Snoop was also facing manslaughter charges. The jury was hung on that charge, couldn't agree if he was guilty or not guilty. Snoop got lucky. The state decided not to retry him. And he still gets a television show in prime time for kids to watch. I don't know. Odds and ends, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
Their favorite pastime is playing paintball wars against their staff. You do that all the time with your staff, don't you, Frank?
What do you mean, which staff?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably the short iron.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Donald Trump contacted Amanda Knox's family and offered to be her personal advisor, Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
No word if they are interested. Boy, that guy has some ego, doesn't he?
Run away.
I don't get it. Rihanna.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me, no.
Oh, really?
You don't think she's cute?
Oh,
man.
She's hot.
She looks like a mannequin to me.
Anyway.
Well.
No?
No.
Darn it. Rihanna told an interviewer that she really doesn't want to be a role model to kids. Believe me, Rihanna, you're not. She's the farthest thing from a role model. And what is Tom... Oh, and finally.
Oh.
See how I just zipped through this?
Yeah.
You know what they call that?
Professionalism.
Thank you. What do Tom Cruise's close friends call him? Lax, lux, or loose?
I don't know.
Lax, lux,
wild
or loose.
Guesses. What do you think,
Tina?
I
don't know. I'll go with... I'm thinking one, but I'm going to go with loose.
I'm going to go lux.
Lux.
Loose.
They call him Lux, short for luxury, because of Tom's over-the-top luxurious lifestyle.
Wow.
They call him Lux. He's had that name for a long time. Lux.
Who got that piano me?
Yeah.
That's one.
Mike Evans Live, Hollywood, say him.
Tina and I sometimes hold back.
Oh, yeah.
We know the answer, but we want you to shine.
To make us feel better?
Yeah. Oh. We step aside.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
For you.
You're welcome.
I was waiting for some gay thing, weren't you? When he said Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that they did.
I will not apologize for who I am.
Yeah, we know, Tom. That thing they did on South Park where they had him in the closet.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you that.
Very
was,
good.
That was. Did you ever hear who was it? Those two guys, Matt Judge,
Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
Okay, that's who it is. Did you ever hear their story about putting that together and the legal, how they had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
They had to run it by all these lawyers who said, no, you cannot say that Tom Cruise is gay. You can't. So they finally settled on, and the lawyers agreed, you can have him in the cartoon in a closet, and you can be going, hey, Tom, when are you coming out of the closet? Nothing he can do about that. Right. So that's what they did. It's hilarious. And then I watched the interview with them, what was it on, CBS Sunday Morning or whatever it was?
60 Minutes, I think.
And they showed that one of the original South Parks, and it was one of the first ones I ever saw. And I just thought the ridiculousness of a cartoon where Santa is fist-fighting Jesus. They're in a fight.
Yeah.
Santa and Jesus fighting. And I just thought, this is the most ridiculous thing. But you had to laugh at it.
Right.
You couldn't help it. You just don't see Santa and Jesus duking it out every day. It's funny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Do you have a heating and cooling company? Yeah, you might. I'm going to ask you to change. I know. They're going to be very unhappy. And they're going to go, well how come we haven't heard from you for a while? Just tell the truth. Say we had Matheny come out and we like them better. That's the best way to handle anything. Just get it over with. Lay it out there. We like them better. They gave us 15% off the first time they came out because we're AM and the PM. And then your heating company that you've been dealing with and cooling company will go, AM and the PM, what does that mean? Right there, you know you need to drop them like a hot potato. They don't know what AM and the PM is. Bethany knows what it is. And when you say that, they do. Take 15% off your first service call. It won't be your last service call. You will call them again. I believe that. I'm convinced of that because you're going to like the way they work. And it's all that stuff that every other company says they do and that they are, and in a lot of cases they're not. You know, family business, great service, respect your home, be there quickly. Because when you have a heating and cooling emergency, it's usually an emergency. You don't want the pipes to freeze or stuff to melt in the refrigerator or freezer if it's in the summer. And they're dependable. They just are. They are not going to... They don't have a truck full of old parts from something that's not even a heating and cooling unit and show it to you and go, see this? It burned out on you. We had to replace it. No, they don't do that. If they tell you it's broken, it's broken. If it's not, they'll tell you it's not broken. And if it's just maintenance you need, then that's what you'll get. Brand, doesn't matter what you have. Heat pump, schmeat pump, electric, gas, doesn't matter. They'll work on it. They'll replace it. They do it all. Residential, commercial, St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic. Tim?
Well, the downtown bridge approaches look a lot better, except for eastbound 70. You're still jammed up from Shreve to 10th Street. You're out on westbound 70, getting better past the airport, but you're still stop and go between Sunbelt and Highway K. Southbound 270 is north of Dorset now, down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 thinned out. It's just heavy Lindbergh through New Florissant. Still working with this crash that has one lane down on Highway 30 at Melody Hill. Eastbound 40, that's heavy from 141 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, it's the Columbus Day sale. Sealy Posturepedic queen sets are just $399. Plus, get 0% financing for 4 years. But hurry, it all ends Monday, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. This is Victoria Babu. And on my Smart Living Show this weekend, Suddenly Single, a financial therapist helps you navigate the next stage of your life. Former St. Louis broadcaster Ellen Jaffe joins me to talk about her switch from finance to fitness and her new book on eating vegan on $4 a day. Our life coach Jill Farmer has tips to kick your house clutter to the curb, plus your journey to wellness all under one roof. So join me at our special time Sunday, October 9th at noon, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Oh, no.
What?
I just got the power bill. It's way too high.
Great.
I wish we would have gotten new windows before winter hit.
Yeah, you mean back when FM Exteriors had the special on window installation for just $99?
Yep.
Don't let this be you in a few months. Now is the perfect time to improve the energy efficiency of your home. FM Exteriors, your local roofing experts, installs windows, and FM's low prices and awesome lifetime warranty are hard to beat. Right now, FM Exteriors is offering window installation for your entire home for just $99. Whether you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home, FM's custom-made windows provide energy savings and reduced maintenance. Call FM Exteriors today. In Missouri, call 314-632-6723. And in Illinois, the number is 618-628-1984. Or go to FMRoofingExteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
I'm one of those guys who sits there and memorizes batting average or claims to be an expert. I'm a fan. I'm like the guy sitting...
Have you ever had your shirt off and your body pink?
Weekdays at noon.
For your team.
Not as it relates to a football game.
On the Big 550.
Awful.
No.
There's our promo for today.
If you want a clarification of that, send a self-addressed stamped envelope along with 50 cents to Merkle Press, and they'll send you an answer.
KTRS.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, get a six-pack of energy-efficient soft white CFL bulbs for just $6. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 11-18-11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hope you folks are finding an excuse to get outside for a little while every day, because this is not going to last forever. Enjoy it while you can, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,